At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
A study of 720 craft apprentices has found that only a minority of apprentices would challenge sexist jokes and language in the workplace, with most saying they believe they would act to prevent potential physical sexual violence, but were less likely to intervene for what they described as everyday problematic behaviour. Well, joining me now is Paddy Kavanagh. He's the General Secretary of the Connect Trade Union. You're welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Paddy, is this, do you think, representative of the wider industry?
Well, it probably is and isn't, because if I could explain why I say that. At the end of 2025, there was 26,000 craft apprentices in Ireland, of which 655 are female. So the percentage is very low compared to the general workforce. So you probably, and you're talking about a much younger demographic as well, because you're talking about workers between 18, 19 to 28, 29, 30. So you're talking about a younger, it's also kind of, they're vulnerable, they're the lowest paid workers. So they're probably, there's a number of factors at play. And while I welcome the fact that a high number believe they would act to prevent any potential physical or sexual violence, the likelihood of intervening on other issues such as innuendo or jokes or unwelcome contact, That is more concerning. But then you have to look at the thing in the round. But if you look at general figures for female workers in the country, they're quite alarming.
But is there still a culture on some sites, Paddy, where certain behaviour is dismissed as banter?
I would say it's on more than sites. If you look at recent research done by the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, where the workers that responded, who said they had suffered from sexual harassment, and 72% were female, which would obviously say that 28% were male, that what they said was 1 in 2 had experienced unwelcome jokes or innuendo, 2 in 5 had experienced comments of a sexual nature about their body, 1 in 7 unwelcome touching. And there's a couple of other concerning things were in there, that 1 in 3 suffered abuse at the hand of someone in a higher position, in a position of power above them, such as a supervisor or a manager, etc. But the biggest thing stood out to me is 1 in 5 females as well, the experience was that a social outing for the employer, e.g. more likely the Christmas party. So, look, there is a lot, there is some work and education to be done on building sites, and that's not just in Ireland. Research from around the world has shown that there is a bit of work to be done on the culture there. Trade unions would welcome that, a piece of education as part of your apprenticeship on proper conduct, on sexual misconduct, on physical misconduct, and on the consent conversation, which is quite important because you're talking about a certain demographic of young people, you know?
Yeah, and that was really interesting, because 50% reported that verbally asking for consent was awkward for them. So they understand consent in theory, but they still really struggle to talk openly about it in real life. And what can be done to address that?
Well, education is key. For a long time, we have been looking to get access to apprentices as part of their apprenticeship, that the people with the most experience are representing these workers who experience sexual intimidation, harassment, our trade unions who represent the workers and take these cases for them and have a wealth of experience, and would welcome being part of that, any project where you could get into apprentices and talk to them. Despite our best efforts, though, at the moment, to get access to apprentices is being resisted by the National Apprenticeship Office, but that's another day's work. So I think there's work to be done, bearing in mind and always being cognizant of the age group you're talking about. Mm-hmm. younger workers in, you know, who feel vulnerable.
So is the responsibility here then on the employers and the senior tradespeople to set the right tone?
Well, it's certainly hugely under the compensation of Welfare Act is primarily firstly on the employer and then on your co-workers. When you look at the fact that there's, as I said, 25,000 apprentices in the country, believe it or not, the biggest complaints we get from female workers are the same complaints we get from all apprentices, is low pay, precarious work, lack of expenses for travel, etc. So those are the bigger issues, you know.
All right, but I'm sure an issue like this would make it more difficult for younger women to consider going in to the trades. But anyway, we have unfortunately run out of time on that. Paddy Kavanagh.
They're growing on that, I have to say.
So, and they are growing.
We are encouraging them to take up.
All right, we have to leave that conversation there for now. But my thanks to Paddy Kavanagh, who's the General Secretary of Connect Trade Union.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.